You know, if I sound frustrated, I am.
Owner of Rally Stores in Clearwater, Bruce Mitchell, is frustrated because of what he says credit card companies have been getting away with. According to Mitchell and other Small Business Coalition leaders, major credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard have tripled their interchange fees, also known as swipe fees, over the last 8 years. These are the fees charged to businesses every time a credit card transaction takes place. These fees rival the cost of healthcare, wages, and insurance for small businesses, decreasing their profits and lessening their chances of survival. President of the Florida Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association, Jim Smith, says this has been a big issue for those he represents.
It is the second largest expense behind payroll, larger than healthcare, larger than taxes, larger than insurance. And it is something that we're extremely worried about. Survivability in this industry, a competitive industry like this is, it's absolutely imperative that you at least generate minimal profits in your petroleum sales. Currently, right now, with these interchange fees, profitability on gasoline is pretty much non-existent.
Swipe fees also cost consumers. Businesses must charge more to absorb the costs incurred by the high number of credit card transactions used. Experts estimate consumers pay $427 per household a year. This is what those calling for swipe fee reform say the credit card companies don't want the public to know. Doug Cantor of the National Association of Convenience Stores says consumers are unaware of how much more they spend to cover the fees charged to businesses by credit card companies because the costs are embedded in the price of their purchases.
Yeah, that's the key, is that everybody is paying more. They're paying more for everything they buy. They just don't know it.
Swipe fees in the U.S. average about 2% of sales, meaning about $2 to every $100 spent. But they vary depending on the type of card used. Those rallying against the fees say the rate at which the fees are inflating is exorbitant at a time when the cost of processing credit card transactions is declining. Mallory Duncan of the National Retail Federation says the fees bring in billions of dollars a year to credit card companies.
A few years ago, in 2001, nationwide Visa and MasterCard were collecting about $16 billion in fees. Last year, Visa and MasterCard collected $48 billion. So it's been a 3 times increase in 8 years.
The U.S. has the highest swipe fees of any country in the world, but it has not always been that way. With MasterCard and Visa becoming such a widely used means of payment, the companies have increased exponentially in power. Duncan explains.
This is a building problem. What's happened when the card companies in the 1990s, it became clear that they were just not another form of payment, but in fact had achieved market power. And that's a technical legal definition, which means they'd reached the size that they could raise prices, and no one could do anything about it. And there were attempts in court to try to attack some of their practices back then. Both private plaintiffs and the Department of Justice took action. But there's just been an astronomical increase.
Small businesses aren't the only ones dealing with the burden of high interchange costs. Four Florida counties, Marion, Walton, Osceola, and Brevard, have recently stopped allowing citizens to use Visa to pay taxes or other fees, saying there isn't money in their budgets to cover the cost of the transactions. Doug Cantor of the National Association of Convenience Stores says the business owners they represent do not have the luxury of not accepting major credit cards. They say in order to be competitive, they must make various forms of payment available to customers.
But people don't have to shop at anyone's retail outlet. There are lots of choices there, and that competitive marketplace is a good thing for Florida residents, but an unfortunate thing for businesses that have to compete and at the same time fend off abusive activity from Visa and MasterCard, acting with their banks much in the way a cartel does.
Florida small business leaders are working to reform what they say are excessive fees and to incorporate fairness, transparency, and competition into the system. Currently, there's legislation on the national level being introduced that, if passed, would allow merchants to collectively negotiate fees and rules with credit card companies. Another piece of legislation would remove the allowance of hidden fees to consumers. For more information or to get involved, go to www.unfaircreditcardfees.com. In Tampa, this is Amy Beeman for WMNF.